Hi, I'm here today with Jane Kim from the IE team to talk about some exciting new features in IE 8. So do you want to tell us what your role on the IE team is?
I'm a program manager for activities and web slices, two new features for IE 8.
Okay, cool. So activities and web slices, do you want to start by just giving us a quick overview of what activities and web slices are?
Yeah, so web slices are a way that you can subscribe to a particular portion of a page and get those updates directly from your browser. And activities is a way for you to access your services from anywhere on a web. So for instance, I can select an address and instantaneously get a map image right in place.
Okay, cool. So let's get right into a demo and show people what that means.
So I'm going to start off with activities. And I'm reading a blog. And it looks really enticing. I'm a big foodie. Well, not a huge foodie, but I really enjoy food. So there's this blog about salumi, and I want to see if it's pretty close by to my apartment. So I'm looking at this, and it looks like there is an address at the bottom. So today, what I have to do is copy that address, navigate to a new page, type in, you know, maps.live.com, and then paste that in. And it's a really manual experience. So what we've done with activities is, just with that same type of pattern, I make a selection, there's a button that tells you, hey, there's something available that I can do on this text. And clicking on it displays a list of activities that I have installed, one of them being Map with Live Maps. And so now I'm getting all this information from my favorite service right from it, this web page.
Wow, that's very cool.
And I can also interact with this preview window. For example, I can see where it is in relation to my apartment, and I can also click to view a full map where then I can get driving directions.
Wow, that's awesome. So does this come in the box with IE8, or you know, how do users get these things installed on their machines?
So when you install IE8, you'll get a set of default activities, and then as part of the first run experience, you can also choose which providers that you want from third parties.
Okay, great.
And just to show you some other different examples of what you might want to use activities for, I might want to know, you know, get more information about Salumi to see if it's really reputable. So I can also look up more information from MSNBC, and then they're pulling up all the interesting articles from MSNBC that have the word Salumi in it.
Wow, that's cool. So you've accessed Live Maps, MSNBC, mm-hmm. all without doing a single copy-paste or opening a new tab.
Right.
Yeah, very cool.
And I might want to share this with my friends on Facebook. And so it's just the same pattern where you have to go to another web page, log in, copy-paste. So we've made that easier so that you can hook into things like Facebook or Add to Dig or Add to Delicious. And these are activities that are acting on the current page and not just a selection.
Right.
So in this case, I can share it on Facebook. And what I've done now is sent them the URL of my current web page to Facebook. And then Facebook service goes and pulls out an interesting image and an excerpt. And then I can add a comment and then share it.
Awesome. So do you want to show us what the install experience looks like, or would you like to talk more about the web slices?
Yeah, actually, let me show you how you can go about installing one of these things. So what we've done is designed activities so that it's really easy for web developers to do, and it's just done through a simple XML file. And I can show you a quick glimpse of what that XML file looks like. So this is the XML file that we have for maps, and notice it's just, you know, a name that you want to describe it, the icon, the category that it is in, and then it's just URL templates as to how the browser should send content over to this map provider. So once you've created one of these XML files, then you can have it installed from your own website. So let me look that up. So let's say that I'm on my mapping site, and from there they can advertise, hey, there's something new available for IE8. And so clicking on it provides a dialog which the user can install. Since I'm already have installed the map provider, the only choice I have is to replace it.
Right.
But it's pretty straightforward.
But that's interesting. So it didn't pop up any kind of administrator prompt or installing software or anything.
Nope.
This isn't any binary code. I noticed as well that the URL that was pointed to in that XML file, it looks like the URL for the live mapping site. So it doesn't appear to be anything specific for activities.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And if we take a closer look at it, if this is the URL that we're sending when the user clicks on the map activity, but when we're getting a preview from the map, which is that little mini browser window that we saw, that's also just pointing to another web page that happens to fit in the dimension of 320 by 240.
Okay, cool.
So we don't want the web to have to change for this. We're trying to design a way in which websites can work and the browser knows how to just plug in with what they have.
Okay, great. Looks like a very powerful way to tie into the browser without, you know, any kind of custom code. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk a little bit about how people can get started in a minute, but can we take a look at the web slices next?
Sure. So I happen to be an obsessive consumer, and so I'm always on eBay just so that I can not spend that much money and get the best deal. So right now what I'm looking for is buying a whole bunch of interesting buttons that I can make a necklace out of. Today what I have to do with eBay is if I make a bid, I have to continually go and check eBay to see what the current status is. And that's a really manual process. I could, you know, get the eBay notifications through email, but that's just another source that I have to go and check. So with web slices, what we've done is allowed a web page to make portion of it subscribable so they can access it directly from my browser. So in this case, this button item is described as a web slice, and notice that there's a hover behavior, and this is telling you, hey, there's a web slice available for this. Also, you don't have to go and hunt the page. We'll also integrate it with the feed button so that you have one place to look to see if there's something interesting available for you to subscribe to. Now, if I go and click on this web slice button, I have the ability to subscribe to it. And notice that on the favorites bar, on the top left, a new item is added.
Yep, and you saw it kind of gleam a little bit and flash
exactly.
In there. Yeah.
So then I can go and navigate to another site. Do you have a favorite site? Or?
Yeah, there you go.
And so as I'm browsing the web, I can keep updated with all of the things that are really interesting to me. For instance, if I'm on Facebook and then I want to see if there's something new for vintage buttons, I can see that. And it bolds whenever there's something new available.
Cool. Like when the price changes or something?
Mm-hmm. When the price changes, when the bid changes. And you can set IE to go and fetch for this content in the background every 15 minutes.
Cool. So it seems like as people start monitoring, you know, watching auctions, looking at things like, you know, I noticed that you're tracking the weather for Seattle up there as mm-hmm. well, and people start adding more things, it seems like that links bar is going to get pretty crowded. So what do we do about that?
That's a very good question. So we know that a lot of people have a lot of important data that they need to go and monitor. So what we've allowed users to do is create folders. So for instance, I have a folder of other auction items that I'm interested in. And notice that this folder is bold because items that I'm watching are also bolded. So okay. All of that bubbles up.
Okay, cool. So I noticed the install experience there looks similar to installing an activity. Mm-hmm. You know, it pops up something, it doesn't require administrator privileges or anything. And you don't actually have any toolbar installed here. So how does the creation experience look like? Is this just an XML file similar to the activities file, or how do people build these?
So how a web page surfaces web slices is just through really lightweight HTML annotations.
Okay.
And if you want, I can show you a demo of that.
Yeah, let's take a quick look at what the code looks like.
Okay, so what I'm going to show you is how I can take a piece of my web page and make it subscribable. So this is just HTML underneath, and this happens to be the HTML for that web page. And what we've done is use the HIDO microformat, some properties from there, and added additional properties that describe a web slice item. So I can add the class name hSlice, and I want the travel pics to be the title of my button. So I'm going to call it class equals entry title. And then also I want the HTML of this region to be the flyout. So I'm going to call this entry content. Save that. And then if I refresh this page, I can start subscribing to it.
Cool.
And then, again, it's available for any user.
Awesome. Well, that was easy. You know, I'm noticing here a lot of the functionality that you're building in here, you know, from share to Facebook, and, you know, obviously this could be Delicious, Flickr, Dig, and so on, monitoring auctions. This is a lot of functionality that we see people deploying in toolbars today.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk a little bit about, you know, how do you see this playing with toolbars and, you know, how do we see that going forward?
Yeah, we know that toolbars are really hard to write, really hard to deploy and maintain. And so we were thinking about how to make a more lightweight way to do a lot of the same functionalities that toolbars do today, but then make it so that the user can choose the portions of the functionality that they want. So for example, I might have a toolbar that I use only 25% of the functionality, but then the other 75% isn't really useful to me. So it's allowing the user to select and choose what they like.
Cool.
And over time, we would like to provide more functionality that toolbars serve, and they can plug into different parts of the UI, not be contained to just one area on the browser.
Interesting. Okay, so I think, you know, really people watching this are going to want to know, how do they get started? And I think the two samples that you've shown show how easy it is to get started. So if people are looking for more information or, you know, want to get moving right away, what should they do?
We'll have two white papers published on the day of our launch, and there's also going to be a mixed session that I'll be presenting at that goes into detail as to how to create one of these activities and web sizes.
Yep, and that should be published to the website within 2 days of this video airing. So so definitely, people out there, get your build of IE8 and start writing activities and web slices. And thank you for your time.
Thanks, Joshua.